Hello and welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who's recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com. And today I have with me Jessica. Jessica has been working in the field of mental health for over 15 years. She loves working with children and adults, and she is just starting her career as a licensed professional counselor. Passing the NCE has brought great relief to her, and she's thrilled that not having to study for the test has opened up a great deal of family time in the last couple of weeks since passing the NCE. Jessica, thank you so much for being here today.
You got it.
Yeah. So how do you feel? It's behind you.
Oh, like I said, it's a huge relief. I feel like I lost 15 pounds, honestly.
Okay.
At least 15.
Okay. So tell us when you passed.
On November 16th.
November 16th. So it really was just a couple of weeks ago.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. How did you find out that you passed? Did you find out right away or do you have to wait?
No, I found out right away.
Oh, good.
I found out right away, and it was wonderful because I thanked everybody in the building, really.
Really?
And everybody was so nice. I thanked them. I blessed them. I said, thank you. I cried. I laughed.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Emotional.
Awesome. Did you know that you would find out right away, or did you have some feeling that you did?
I did know because I had taken the test before,
okay.
Once before, and I missed it by 3 points. So
gotcha.
They told me right away. They gave me the bad news right away.
Oh, well, I'm glad that this time it was the good news. That's a whole
exactly. Exactly. Good. So I was expecting that for them to give me the slip. And when I looked at it, I was like, I don't know. I think I looked like I just passed. And so I had to take a second look at it. And I passed with some extra points. So,
okay. Yeah. That, so you didn't just
the
pass.
Average. Yeah. I didn't just pass. Right.
Good. Well, man, what a moment. I know from other people who've talked with me that just seeing that pass is just like immediate relief from everything. So that's good.
Yes, absolutely. And like, I didn't believe it. I asked the lady, are you sure?
Is this what it says?
Yeah. Cause they're so serious when they pass you the paper, and like,
right.
I guess they must be trained to not have any facial expressions.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell from her nonverbals, you know?
It'd be nice if they would hire like really expressive and excited people. Or, you know, ones who can actually be sympathetic if you don't pass, but who can like cheer for you when you do.
Yeah, they should. At least the actors, like they need a job.
So what did you do to celebrate?
Well, I did meet with friends. I met with friends and I got a pass from my husband to plan a day trip or a spa day or something. So I have to cash in on that pretty soon.
Awesome. That sounds like totally relaxing.
Yeah. That's what I need. I need a massage for real.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it for sure. That sounds like a great thing to celebrate. Okay. So when it comes to your preparation and how you're studying, what were some of the strategies that you used that you think were most helpful for you feeling successful, like going into the test?
Yeah, I think getting as much practice on the questions was really helpful. I did purchase the NCE exam prep guaranteed package. So that offered workshops, seminars, PowerPoints.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely used all of that. I did use the strategy of at least eliminating two choices and the pass system as well. I try not to like overstudy, so I would do it in maybe 2 hour increments.
Okay.
So, I mean, I implemented a lot of different strategies. Yeah. I also kept telling myself that it's a reading test.
It's a reading
test. Over and over and over again until it like really sinked in. I watched videos, like I said, your workshops that you have on the website.
Good. Yeah. So it sounds like you really made the most of that guaranteed study package.
I did. Yeah. I did. Two times.
Well,
because I loved it so much the first time.
Sure.
So I went for it.
Good.
Double time.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you were able to use all those resources If you have questions, listeners, if you have questions about one of the things that she was talking about, hit me up and I can and answer questions about those products for you. But yeah, so describe the actual test day. Like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're, you know, you, okay, it's test day and you head to the testing center. Just describe what that was like for you.
Yeah, I actually opted to take the 8 a.m. test. Okay. And it was downtown Houston. So I was so nervous about the address. Like, I've heard people say that they drive there the night before or rent a hotel room close to the place so that they and I didn't do any of that. I just took the drive and it's right in the mid, like the downtown Houston. And I kept going in circles. I had to call them. I was like, am I in the right building? Where do I go? Where do I park?
Oh no, that would drive me crazy.
So yeah, and it did. I think I did stop for coffee, but I was so nervous that I didn't. It tasted bad. Like, I had an adverse reaction to my coffee, which man. I thought I needed.
Yeah.
So I was nervous. I was shaky and was anxious. But, you know, once I sat down for the test, like I spoke to my anxiety. I said, anxiety? Not right now.
Oh, good. That's awesome. That's a great strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you got to the testing center, you walk in, what was that process like, you know, getting checked in for the test?
Yeah, they offer you, I took a number. They gave me a list of their rules and regulations. They checked me in. They took my picture. Mm-hmm. I had to do some like a hand scan.
Okay. Interesting.
And that was that. I chose to go to the restroom before.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Which didn't start the timer. It is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because I didn't end up taking any breaks.
Oh, wow. You did the whole thing without any breaks.
I don't think. I almost don't remember, but I don't think I did. Yeah.
Good. Wow. That's great. So I like that idea of talking to your anxiety and talking to your stress. What else did you do that you feel just really helped you to, I don't know, were you able to find kind of a calm headspace while you were taking the test?
Yeah. I mean, I was nervous because I feel like I was whispering because like I said, I didn't really understand those questions. I'm a bilingual Spanish speaker.
Okay.
And so I just kept telling myself, this is a reading test. This is a reading test. And I also, you know, was looking at my timer probably obsessively and just kept reading those questions. And, you know, if I did feel my anxiety go a little bit up again, I just said, not right now. You need to chill out.
You need to chill out. Just kind of held it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That requires a lot of just kind of presence of mind to be able to notice when it's showing up. And then to speak to it like that rather than waiting until it's already kind of past that point of no return.
And I prayed a lot, Josh.
Good.
I did a whole lot of praying. So I know God helped me through.
Good. Need that higher power intervention. Way to go.
I sure did. I said, this is a miracle. When they handed me that paper, miracles exist. I said to everybody.
You should give yourself more credit because you took the test and you passed it. So you should be proud about that. So you already mentioned some of the resources from NCE Exam Prep, the Guaranteed Study Package and the videos and things like that. Were there any other resources? Did you prepare anything for yourself? Did you create, like sometimes people make their own types of things?
I took notes from the workshops, but I also joined your study group a couple of times.
Okay.
That was helpful too, to, you know, get connected to other people who are in the same boat and see how other people think about the test. But mostly right before the test, I was just working on that anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Because a lot of people only think about the content and they don't really think about their, you know, headspace.
Yeah.
And that plays a huge role in your ability to recall all that information. So
absolutely, absolutely. And you know, as a new emerging licensed professional counselor, I had to really practice what I preach, you know.
Sure.
If I'm gonna tell my clients or my clients that, you know, it's okay to seek help, then I had to do the same.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you would do differently if you had to plan your preparation again?
You know, I didn't really take full length tests that often.
Okay.
And I think that would have helped, you know, just get a feel for the test and also, you know, learn how to do the like watch the clock and watch the timer.
Okay.
Although I did like try to do the math and the timing, but that like takes up too much brain space too. I was like, okay, if I do 15 questions or 50 questions in 30 minutes.
Right. Right.
But like, and I would add the numbers on the side of my scratch paper.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
It's like, that's too much. Yeah.
I got a minute and 7 seconds per problem. Right. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not a math person, so that would just drive me crazy.
Yeah. And that in itself takes up time. Like I'd rather just focus on reading the question. Sure.
And so you're saying that if you were to do it over, you would take a more of like a full length simulation test.
Mm-hmm.
So you could really get a feel for this is what it's going to be like as much as possible. I mean,
because again, I didn't take any breaks. Like maybe a break would have been nice, but also, you know, the break counts against you because the clock keeps going.
Right.
So, you know, taking that full length test would have been a simulating experience, but it does take so long.
Right.
So I thought that, you know, just working on the questions was easier for me, but
good.
I would have taken two or three more full lengths.
Sure. Well, what you did worked.
Yeah.
It worked for you. So I can't.
You're so positive, Josh.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I love it.
I try.
I love it.
The negativity, it really, you know, sometimes in the Facebook group, I hear people just getting really, really down. And I just think, you know, you're wallowing in something that's just going to make it a really kind of miserable experience for you. And don't need that in addition to the challenge of the test. So I try to be positive, but.
You're right. And to add, you know, to the Facebook group, I just have to say that every time I reached out to you, you would respond. And that was really helpful too. Like, I don't know if you could tell my anxiety.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
but you answered every time and you were so calm throughout the whole thing. Like, I wonder, are you like this all the time?
Well, if you ask my kids, they'll say no, but, yeah, when it comes to helping people, I really do want for all of my customers to pass, and so ultimately that's kind of the priority. And you know, we want to celebrate the win of passing and all the hard work that you put in. Because I mean, I did the same thing. I passed this test too, so I know how hard it is. And I mean, you guys deserve all the help that you can get. So always happy to respond to things. And yeah, you're not the only one who's experienced some anxiety and who's emailed in a panic or anything like that. So it's all part of the thing, but learning how to manage it is important. So, well, if you had 30 seconds to share with a test taker something valuable or encouraging, what would you say? If you had just like they're on their way into the test and they're listening to this for 30 seconds of encouragement, what would you offer them?
I would just say practice the questions, really understand what it's asking. One thing that I did use is that I would take notes on my scratch paper anytime there was a question that I just didn't know. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
And I would write the number and the subject just in case there were other questions in the test that will answer it for me, really. And there were a good like 4 or 5
questions,
I would say. And again, practice the test, because if you have time at the end to review, I feel like I changed a couple of answers. And I do think that it helped me. That doesn't always work, but...
Sure.
Trust yourself. Just trust yourself. Trust yourself. And if you need help with your anxiety about the test, get help.
Yeah.
Get help and get it under control.
Sure. No, those are wise words. Those are wise words.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, thanks so much. It's really exciting to hear about just this next step of your career. And I hope you get all of your paperwork things situated with the State Board of Texas so that you can be on your way. It's a great, great journey. And you should be super proud of yourself for making it this far and reaching this next milestone. So thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
NCE Exam Prep seeks to provide quality, reliable, and easy-to-use preparation material to help test takers confidently pass the National Counseling Exam. For more information, go to nceexamprep.com.